Blog Talk Radio.
Weekend DFS podcast. My name is David Kerr from fantasysquads.com at AskRotoBaseball on Twitter. And we are here for another Saturday to break down the DFS slate for Saturday night. Six games going on this afternoon, all except one game has started. There's a game at 4:05. So this podcast will go over the nine night games tonight. And we're going to see King Felix pitching against the Rangers. So, obviously, we're going to be talking about him as a top option at pitcher. But once again this week, joining me is Matt McComb, our DFS expert at FantasySquads.com, and the author, I suppose, if you want to say, of the DFS premium cheat sheets at FantasySquads.com. Matt, you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good morning. It's like 3 o'clock here. Good afternoon. Yeah. How are you today? Sorry, I ran into a technical difficulty right before the show went on the air. I'll tell you about it after the show. But so that's why we started a little late. But that's okay. We're gonna be here for about a half hour. I'm headed to the Pirate game tonight, so we're gonna be doing an abbreviated show. But with nine games, we should be able to cut through this pretty quickly. We do have a Twitter question, at least one that we're going to get to, but let's start off the show with I'm going to give the floor to you because I need to send out a tweet real quick. Let's talk about cash game pitchers tonight and who we should be targeting on DraftKings and FanDuel. We're going to talk primarily about those two sites. So DraftKings and FanDuel, who are we targeting in cash games tonight?
Yeah, well, there's three really obvious choices. The three top pitchers on the board are Felix Hernandez, Zach Greinke, and Jacob DeGrom. Beyond that, I'm actually really interested in Jake Odorizzi, who has, you know, his career splits at home are really favorable. He's at home against an older Yankees lineup that is, frankly, not that intimidating. They put some runs on the board yesterday, and Alex Rodriguez has looked really good this season. But the Yankees just don't intimidate me in that big ballpark. So I like Odorizzi as well. He's a little riskier, but I'm probably going to have him in some cash game lineups along with the big three to help afford some bigger bats. But other than that, there's a lot of pitchers out there who are either facing really tough offenses like Yordano Ventura and Dallas Kuchel, or just prone to big blow-ups like Colby Lewis and C.J. Wilson. So I think it's really just out of those four, and I don't trust Tanaka at all with the injury.
No, I don't think anybody does. Okay, so that game, that Tampa game, Jake Odorizzi, he has his good strikeout numbers. We know that. So he should be able to rack up probably six or seven strikeouts in that game. Vegas line right now for that is 7 over. That's a consensus line. And Tampa Bay is favored. Well, actually, it looks like it's even maybe. So it depends on what line you look at. But I guess Tampa Bay is a slight favorite in that game. As you mentioned, Tanaka, I don't want any part of him any week, in regular fantasy or DFS. So I would agree with Odorizzi as being a bit a top play. Let me bring some prices up here on DraftKings. I've had a busy day, so I haven't been able to go over prices yet, but that's okay. We can do it as we go here.
Yeah, and I can review it really quick. You know, on DraftKings, actually, I have FanDuel up right now. On DraftKings, you're going to pay $11,200 to Felix, which, you know, he's clearly a top pitcher on the board if you believe his injury was in fact minor, which I do. Zach Greinke's $9,600. He's always pitched well at home. The Rockies don't generally hit as well on the road, but they have been hitting well lately, and they've got some power in their lineup. DeGrom's $8,400, and he has just as much upside as the other two, but perhaps a little less reliability. You know, he's pitched well in his two outings so far, but he's still come in under 20 points in both of his DraftKings starts, which, you know, for $8,400 is fine, but, you know, it's nice to look for a guy with a little more upside than that. I do like him, and I don't think that Miami's lineup is that scary outside of Stanton. And then Odorizzi is 7,600, so you can get quite a bargain. And he's put up 31 points and 23 points in his two starts so far, including a tough start at Toronto.
Yeah.
DraftKings, the pricing is even a little more skewed in favor of Odorizzi just because of the way the one-pitcher price works. Odorizzi is 8,500 there as compared to 11,400 for Felix, for example.
Now, I'd like to know who would be paying $10,200 for Tanaka tonight, but I don't know anybody that would pay that price for him. But he is
I bet he'll be 10% owned in cash games.
You think so?
Some
wow.
people have faith. He was last week.
Wow, $10,200 for Tanaka. He's the second highest priced pitcher on the board on DraftKings tonight. So, all right, yeah, I like Felix and Greinke. I think if you're going to play it safe tonight, those are the two. I agree with you. Those are the two pitchers you want. You mentioned Felix's injury being minor. He always has had, you know, minor injuries like this, you know, maybe a little back discomfort, and he always goes out and makes his next start. So if you do start both of those two players on DraftKings, you're going to tie up you're going to tie up $20,800. So you're going to have about $3,600 left to play with per player. And obviously, you know, you'll be finding some value plays somewhere, but those definitely are the two top pitchers on the cash game board. Now, how about GPPs? Who are you looking at as GPP plays tonight from the starting pitcher position?
Odorizzi, all the way. Probably a little Yordano Ventura. You know, he's got a lot of strikeout potential as well. He's pitched well in his first couple games out of the gate so far. Had a little bit of an injury. I think I don't remember. I want to say it's an elbow issue, but if they say he's okay, I'll probably have a little bit of exposure to him. You know, the A's are a tough lineup, but I think that makes it kind of a contrarian pick. The Orioles are favorite in that game. I also might roll out a little bit of Chris Heston, who, you know, has pitched really well in his two spot starts for the Giants. So far, he's gone 6 and 7 innings. He struck out 5 both times. He hasn't given up a home run yet. He's limited walks. You know, he's a minor league journeyman guy. He's not journeyman. That's not really the right term. But he's a rookie, and he hasn't really been a highly touted prospect. But he's pitched pretty solidly so far, including at Arizona. So he's faced these guys before. You know, he's a high-risk pick, but he's 5,400 on DraftKings, and that price allows you to afford a lot of bats if you want to stack an expensive team like the Angels.
Yeah, you know, this is maybe more of a discussion on my regular podcast on Wednesday, the Ask Roto Baseball Livecast. But, you know, Heston's a guy that you know, he might stick in the rotation the entire season, and even though, you know, he wasn't a highly touted prospect, that doesn't mean that he won't see results this year. You know, nobody in the majors probably has really even seen him, and you know, we've seen guys in their late 20s, you know, mid to late 20s, like Corey Kluber, even Jacob DeGrom last year. These guys were never highly touted prospects, but they ended up, you know, having really good seasons. And I don't know that Chris Heston's going to do this because he only owned a 7.6 K per nine in the minor leagues. I mean, nothing was really standout with the guy, but you know, it's possible. He pitches in a good home ballpark for the Giants, and he has a pretty decent matchup tonight against the Diamondbacks, and San Francisco is favored in that game. So GPP play, I like him. I like him as well. I think he's a solid play tonight. What do you think about Clay Buchholz tonight against the Orioles? It's to stay away, right? I would assume.
I mean, I'm looking at the late slate of games. So,
that's
games
right.
I'm
sorry.
Be playing don't include
that
Boston game.
Games. Starts at 4. I'm going through. I didn't even.
But I would absolutely stay away from Buchholz.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would say so too. I can't stand Clay Buchholz. I'm just looking over some more plays tonight. Colby Lewis is up against Felix. I don't think he would be a good play. C.J. Wilson, what do you think about him against Houston?
I don't like him. He doesn't strike anyone out.
Okay. You know, he's
really hittable. Houston has a right-hand heavy lineup. And, you know, even pitched a great game against Seattle. His first time out, he went 8 innings, but he only struck out 2. So to see a guy that goes 8 innings and strikes out 2 guys and has a great start, what I think of that is just, you know, balls in play luck, right? The grounders are going right at guys, and the fly balls are going right at guys. And any pitcher can put that up, right? But, you know, he's a guy who struck out 6 batters in 13 and two-thirds innings so far. So it just he just doesn't appeal to me.
Okay, I got a Twitter question for you here, and you can take this one before we get in some hitters. This comes from at JDrakeLWOS, Joe Drake. He asks, what's the best tips for cash games? He says, playing it safe is so ambiguous, but that's the only thing people seem to say. Matt, can you give him any more tips besides play it safe in cash games?
Yeah, so I mean, play it safe is obviously, you know, a broad term, but what that means is you want to look for guys who make consistent, like you want to look for hitters that make consistent contact as opposed to guys who are, you know, swing for the fences but strike out 30% of the time. So, you know, in a cash game, a guy like, say, Nori Aoki, who hits leadoff for the Giants and is, you know, rarely strikes out, is a much better option than a guy like Pedro Alvarez, who can hit 2 home runs in a day but goes over 4 more often than not. So that's one angle. What it also means is that you pay up for pitching, because pitching is more projectable on a day-to-day basis than hitting. You know, every pitcher will have terrible games. Anibal Sanchez just got lit up horribly today. And
yeah, thanks for that.
A fair number of shares of him. Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm, you know, still cashing.
A guy who's solid,
I'm still
and
cashing right.
Offense, but struggling.
I'm still cashing right now, but it's close. So
yeah,
he got bombed today. So anyway,
yeah.
Carry on.
But, you know, every pitcher will have that happen, but overall, pitchers are more projectable than hitters. And, you know, that means that you want to pay up for your best pitchers. I just noticed I'm in 16th in the tournament. Cool. Sorry,
wow.
Distracted. But, right, Bautista just hit a home run, and Danny Valencia has been a huge pick for me today.
Yeah, I had him today, too. Yeah,
3% on 23 points.
Wow, yep. Yeah, I had him in cash games, and if I had a zero from Anibal Sanchez, I would be just flying through these cash games.
Oh God! He just like gotten hurt in the first inning. I hate to say that. I'd be better off.
How about got ejected? That would work. Yeah.
That's a better way to put it. Anyway, let me move on. When you talk about playing safe, what you're also looking for is just putting the odds on your side. So. The way you put odds on your side with hitters, and you know, you have to remember any hitter can go for 4 or for 5 in any given night. So the way you put the odds on your side is by maximizing at bats. So, you know, you want to pay for guys in the first, you know, 3 or 4 spots of the lineup. In GPPs, you'll often see them won by a guy who, you know, somebody who picks the 8 and 9 hitters in some lineup and they both go off. And, you know, that can be good for a contrarian play. But in cash games, you want to maximize your at-bats. So there's two things I look for there, or 3 things. One is a heavily favored team that's projected to score a lot of runs. Right? More runs means more trips through the lineup, means more at-bats. I look for guys hitting in the top, you know, third of the order, that were, you know, top four spots. Ugh, my brain. And I look for guys who are on away teams, because, you know, if a home team wins, they only get 8 innings worth of at-bats. Whereas if an away team wins, or they get 9 innings of at-bats no matter what. So, you know, they're more likely to get that extra inning of at-bats, which results in another opportunity for points for your hitter. And, you know, all those things are minor points, right? Each one of those is not enough to justify taking a crappy hitter who's hitting in the 2 spot, so, you know, in the away game, over a great hitter at the same price who's hitting, in the 5 spot at a home game. But it's just, you know, it all goes into the matrix, right? And you just want to think about maximizing at-bats, so that the more at-bats your guys have, the more chances they have to put up points. So that's how I look at it from a hitting perspective.
All right. Good deal. Hopefully that answers his question. And those are good pointers. I mean, it's just kind of simple things, you know, guys that are going to get the most at-bats, I guess, is one big thing to look at. And guys that, are going to, you see the most at bats, and I try to target guys that hit for high average too, you know, and I also try to target guys that are hot. I mean, because, you know, if you're in the middle of a hot streak, you know, that's somebody that you want to be using. So, let's move on and talk about some hitting plays here tonight. Let's see here. I guess let's go by position. We won't go game by game this week. Maybe we'll do that again next week. But let's just go by position. Who are some plays that you like?
Mm-hmm.
Give me you know, maybe your top play at each position, and then a value pick, we'll say.
Yeah, so
let's start with
only a little tricky at the moment because the lineups are just starting to come out. I'll start with catcher. I'll say that The Dodgers have been switching around their batting order, and if Yasmani Grandal is hitting second tonight, he's my top play at catcher. they've put him second a couple of times, and I love him in that lineup spot. But if he's hitting, you know, seventh or eighth, then I'd avoid him. Maybe in a GPP, but not in a cash game. Right? Again, you want to maximize at bats, and the toughest place to maximize at bats is at catcher. And generally, you have two options there. Right? One is you punt completely and just take one of the cheapest catchers on the board, and you look to, you know, use that money elsewhere. And that would be, you know, today there aren't really a lot of great punt options today, as far as I can see. I mean, if Tuffy Gosiewicz is playing, might be okay. but other than that, you know, I think that there aren't really any great low-value punt options. Roberto Perez has been one of my favorite punt options at catcher lately, and he hit a home run today. You know, sometimes you get the bonus, sometimes you don't, but it doesn't cost you much. Other than that, I think that the top play at catcher that I have is Evan Gattis, who has been, you know, he's had a really slow start to the season, but he's had, you know, he hit his first home run a couple days ago and another couple hits last night. He's historically hit lefties well, and he gets a pretty hittable lefty today. So I think Gattis is my top play at catcher. And, of course, it's hard to ignore Posey. But, you know, AT&T Park just saps power to such a degree that I tend to avoid him when he's at home, unless he's facing a lefty.
Let me ask you this about Gattis. With Gattis, is he your top play overall or in GPPs or both? Just overall, he's your top catcher?
He's my top catcher, although I probably will not end up using him in cash games because I usually don't pay up for catchers in cash games, and Gattis is a pretty volatile kind of hitter. He's not a high average hitter. He's a boom or bust hitter. So he probably won't find his way into my cash game lineup, but I think overall, in projected points per dollar, he's my highest on the board. So the way I work this out is I look at projected points per dollar spent, and then I look at variance. So, you know, in a cash game lineup, I will generally not go with the highest projected points per dollar spent because of their variance is usually the highest, right? Those are guys like Pedro Alvarez, Evan Gattis, you know, the big home run hitters. Whereas in cash games, you know, I want the guys to put the ball in play more consistently. So I usually look for a guy with lower variance.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like, you know, Gattis is, he's gonna go off one of these nights. And I think against C.J. Wilson tonight, he's a great play. I just have a hard time stomaching paying $4,100 for a catcher because I usually punt catcher. It's usually, like you, usually the position that I punt. You know, like this afternoon slate, punted catcher, of course, took A.J. Pierzynski, hits a home run, you know, for $2,400, I think, or $2,300. It's just not a position it's not a position I like to spend on. So, I would agree, Gattis. If you want to pay up for Gattis, $4,100 on DraftKings, he's out there. I mean, some other options. Chris Iannetta is $3,500. He faces off against a lefty, hits lefties well. But, you know, he's a guy that bats the bottom of the order, so he's not going to see as many at-bats. So, I mean...
Yeah, Lucor is another guy I like. He's $3,900. You know, again, hits from the heart of the order, hits lefties well. But, you know, he's got that park, right? Pittsburgh, PNC Park, where you'll see it today. Not a great hitter's park. So, you know, Gattis and Lucor are both up there for me. I think Lucor is the safer play in cash games. And this is my distinction here, is that in GPPs, I almost always punt catcher. In cash games, I pay up for it a little more frequently. It just depends on the matchups, and it depends on what punt options are out there. Like today, Perez and Pierzynski were both great punt options in the early slate, but I just don't see any solid punt options in the later slate. You've got, you know, Nick Hundley, but he faces Grinke. You've got John Ryan Murphy. If he plays, he's an okay hitter, but he faces Odorizzi, and McCann's probably going to play tonight. Chirinos faces Felix Hernandez. So I just don't see any really attractive low-ranked punt options today.
All right, let's move to first base here and talk about that real quick. First base, some top options that I see. Price aside, Adrian Gonzalez, of course, he's priced at $5,400 on DraftKings. He's just locked in, completely locked in right now. I mean, you can't really, even for the price, you really can't say that he's can be off your radar. Paul Goldschmidt, priced $100 less, $5,300, faces off against Chris Heston, who we talked about. Also, Albert Pujols, against a lefty, Dallas Keuchel. But you know, I like Keuchel. He's a good arm. Pujols isn't what he used to be, so he's priced at 42. One guy I do like, and I know we don't look at BVP a lot, but we are going to bring it into play on this guy. Chris Carter has a career 360 average and 25 at-bats against C.J. Wilson, who I think that we want to pick on a little bit tonight. So those are the guys that stand out to me. Anyone else that – or we'll talk about those guys and then anybody else that you like tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Gonzalez is clearly the top play on the board. He rakes right-handed hitters. Jordan Lyles has, you know, a pitch-to-contact guy who historically has, you know, given up a lot more hits to lefties. I don't know his splits off the top of my head, but they're significant. He's, you know, he's really vulnerable to left-handed hitters, so I like Gonzalez. Lucas Duda is obviously tempting, and Duda is only 4,300 on DraftKings, which I see as a bargain. Matt Latos is generally going to pitch more than one inning per game, you know, as he did in his first start. But he's, you know, his velocity's down, his strikeouts are down. He's become a really hittable pitcher and the kind of pitcher you like to exploit. So, you know, Duda and Pujols are about the same price, and I very much prefer Duda in that price range. I like Carter as a GPP play quite a bit. Another guy that I really like, more so on FanDuel because of the pricing discrepancy, is Kendrys Morales. His, you know, he's only 4,100 on DraftKings, but you can get Duda for 43. But on FanDuel, Kendrys is 2,800 compared to Duda at 4,300. So, you know, it's a tremendous cost savings. Kendrys hits, you know, fourth. He's a heart of the order guy. He's facing a pitch to contact pitcher in Jesse Hahn. And he's, you know, he's had a hot start to the season. He's a, you know, he's a guy who puts the ball in play, and he's a guy who's patient and can take a walk. So, you know, he very rarely goes 0-4. So I think he's a great cash game play on FanDuel, less so on DraftKings. I'd rather spend the extra 200 on Duda. I don't really like any of the really cheap first basemen. I could see maybe taking a flyer on someone like Logan Morrison, you know, from Seattle. If you're entering a bunch of GPP lineups, doing a lot of multi-entry, he's someone you might want to have a little bit of exposure to, like in one lineup. He's got the power. He just hasn't really ever, you know, put it together, but he's, you know, against a fly ball pitcher like Colby Lewis, he can put one out. So he's, you know, he's a high-risk play. And I like Brandon Belt, although maybe that's because I'm a Giants fan and I've always got a soft spot for him. But, you know, he's one of those hitters who, you know, you see his potential, you know, he's going to put it together someday. He's another one I like better on FanDuel. He's only 3,100. On DraftKings, he's 39. But if I'm in that price range at 39, I'd rather just go the extra couple of hundred for Duda.
Yeah, I mean, in Belt, just to touch on him, he's batting 0.77 this year. I mean, he's due for breakout. Small sample size, 2-for-4 with a home run against Robbie De La Rosa. I mean, yeah, he's significantly cheaper than say Adrian Gonzalez at 5,400. But I mean, he's not even remotely as safe. Plus, I mean, he hasn't done anything yet this year. So either you're looking at a breakout game or, you know, maybe a 1-for-4 more of the same from Belt. So he's boom or bust, more of a GPP play for me, even though I like his price.
Absolutely.
Okay, second base. Let's talk about second base here quickly. We have bring up some guys here. Second base, I'd say the top option tonight would be Robinson Cano at home against Colby Lewis. You know, he's Cano's one of the best hitters in the game. We know that. Colby Lewis is not a good pitcher. You agree with that? Cano's the top second baseman on the board tonight?
I actually like Altuve better.
Okay.
Altuve is just one of those guys who I really try to get in my lineups whenever he faces a lefty. His weighted on base average against left-handed pitching is like 440, which is insane. You know, anytime you find a guy with a WOBA of over 400 in a platoon split situation, it's, you know, that's ridiculous, and it's really hard to turn away from that. So I think I actually prefer Altuve. I like Cano. I'll have exposure to Cano. You know, he is a premium hitter. He's 4,500, which is a reasonable price. He hasn't gotten off to a great start of the season, but, you know, he's the best hitters in baseball, and he's going to come around. So, you know, on both FanDuel and DraftKings, Altuve is a little more expensive, but if I'm paying in that price range for a second baseman, I'm going to try to fit him in the lineup.
Okay, some other plays tonight. I mean, I'm always looking at D. Gordon. I like him a lot. He, you know, He gets it done at the top of the lineup. He's a guy that could steal two or three bases on any given night. You know, he's priced at 4,300 on DraftKings. Other plays, Neil Walker has good career numbers against Kyle Loesch in a pretty large sample, 36 at-bats, batting 306. So I like Neil Walker tonight. He's priced a little high for me, maybe 4,200, but I still, you know, I'm still a fan. And, you know, I don't really know about any – I'm not really seeing a lot of punt plays that I like at second base tonight. Maybe Joe Panik. I know you're mm-hmm. a Joe Panik fan. He's priced at 3,100. So he's a guy that, you know, against Ruby De La Rosa, he's a guy that maybe you could look at if you're looking to punt at second base. But other than that, I think you know, Altuve, Cano, D. Gordon, Neil Walker would be the way I'm looking tonight.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I'm heaviest on Altuve and Walker. I also like Daniel Murphy. He's hitting fifth in the Mets lineup nowadays. He's moved down a bit. He's a high contact hitter, again, against Matt Leithead, who gives up a lot of contact. I love Joe Panik. I love him when he hits second in the order. The Giants have been, you know, fiddling with their order as they tend to do when they go on losing streaks. So, you know, he might be second tonight. He might also hit eighth. So you're going to have to watch for the lineup order before choosing Panik. But if he hits second, I think he's a great value at 3,100, and he's 2,500 on FanDuel.
All right, let's look at third base here tonight, or for tonight. A lot of there's not a lot of – I shouldn't say there's not a lot of great options. There's not a lot of great cash game options, I should say, tonight. Many of them have played this afternoon. I like Kyle Seager at home against Colby Lewis. He has occasional good game, but I'm just not a fan. And he's a guy that I'd be looking to exploit. Other guys Pedro Alvarez, more of a GPP play for me. He could go deep at any time. Kyle Loesch hasn't looked good so far this season. Josh Harrison's another guy that I like due to facing Kyle Loesch. Who else do you like at third base tonight?
Yeah, my cash game play is so. Keep in mind, you can use Neil Walker at third base on FanDuel or on DraftKings. You
right.
can't on FanDuel. But I like, you know, if you wanted to go say Joe Panik at second, you could go Neil Walker at third on DraftKings, and I like that lineup. Seager's great at home against the righty, against the flyball righty. You know, Seager actually hit more home runs at home than on the road last year, so you know, Safeco Field apparently doesn't bother him. Harrison hasn't really gotten it going so far this year, but, you know, I believe in him. I think he's a good play. But at 4K, I think I'd rather go Seager or Walker for just a little bit more if you can afford it. Another hitter I really like who's really come out this season is Jake Lamb. He's 3,800. You know, I mentioned Chris Heston's a pretty decent pitcher, but he's not a great pitcher. And, you know, Lamb's OPS is over 1,000 so far this year, which is ridiculous. But, you know, he's got contact. He doesn't really strike out much. I think he struck out 3 times this year. I'm a big fan of Jake Lamb. I think he's a really, you know, he's an up-and-comer, and I think he's going to have a great career. So I've been on him a lot this year. Let's see. There's not really a lot of great value plays at third base, as is usually the case. You know, 3,800 gets you Lamb. That's probably the cheapest I'm going to go there. Aramis Ramirez gets to face a lefty, but he's like 57 years old now and just really hasn't looked good this season. So I'm shying away from him until he can show that he's not, that, you know, age hasn't slowed him down.
Based on price, I think I like Kyle Seager the best at third base tonight for cash games. Of course, you know, it all depends on what you're going to do at the top. If you're going to play Greinke and Odorizzi, or if you're going to play Greinke and Felix, you're going to have to find value at least 2 to 3 positions. I mean, serious value, because, you know, both those guys are going to cost over 20 grand to use. So if you want to go cheaper out, as Matt mentioned, he likes Jake Odorizzi. Now, of course, there are other options out there too, but just based on, you know, the pitching tonight, you're going to have to find value. Obviously, we recommend punting catcher on most days, and this is probably going to be a day that you're going to have to do that as well. So let's hit shortstop here, then we'll hit the outfield. Let's bring up some shortstop plays. Okay, top guy on the board for me at shortstop, I'm going to probably have to go with Jimmy Rollins again. He's done well in Los Angeles. He's batting at the top of the lineup. Had a nice game last night. For the price, he's priced at $4,100. Gene Segura is another one that I like him against a lefty, Jeff Locke. Jeff Locke's not that good. And he's priced at $3,800, batting at the top of that Brewers lineup, more than likely. So who do you like a shortstop tonight?
Yeah, I'll say Rollins is my number one pick. I mean, of course, you can use Gordon on DraftKings at short. On FanDuel, he's second. He's a second baseman. So he's an option at short, but I'd say Rollins is my top play at shortstop, and $4,100 is a pretty reasonable price on DraftKings. Segura is a decent play. I don't really like him on DraftKings, but on FanDuel, Segura is only $3,000, whereas Rollins is $3,600. So that's a much bigger price difference between those two sites, and that's one of the things I like to do is just try to take advantage of pricing inefficiencies. Excuse me. and I think Segura is a much stronger play on FanDuel. Farther down the road, you can use, on DraftKings, you can use Panic at shortstop. Alex Guerrero will be in play if he's playing, although the Dodgers lineup is probably not going to be released before lineups lock, but keep an eye on it. And if he's playing, he's only $2,900. I think that makes him a great play. He'll probably hit farther down the order, but, you know, if you want to punt something, he's a better hitter than Panic. He's got a lot more power. He's had a great start to the season so far, and I feel it's only a matter of time until he starts forcing his way into the lineup a little more. Some other mid-range GPP plays are Jed Lowry. You know, again, picking on C.J. Wilson. Lowry hits third for the Astros. He's got pop. He hits for average. He's always been a good hitter when he's healthy. And Wilmer Flores, again, I'm picking on Matt Latos. But, you know, Flores is a GPP play for me because he's got quite a bit of power. I will always fondly remember him for the day last year when he hit two home runs in one game, and he scored like 40-something points on DraftKings that game, and I had him everywhere. So, you know, you've always got those players that you remember fondly for what they've done for you, and you have a little bit of affection for them. But at $3,400, I think he's a pretty reasonable GPP play.
I would agree with that, yeah. Yeah, definitely. A shortstop... I wanted to get this out there. I mentioned Gene Segura. You didn't really like his price on DraftKings, but he is batting second tonight due to a lineup shakeup for Milwaukee. Ryan Braun's going to be leading off for the Brewers tonight. Segura's batting.
Oh wow,
batting,
that's an interesting lineup.
Yeah, with Segura second, Lucroy third, Chris Davis fourth, Aramis Ramirez fifth. So, and then some scrubs at the bottom, but. They switched that lineup around a little bit. So, I mean, Segura's still near the top. I don't know if that changes Braun's value at all. But I guess they're trying to get some of these guys out of the funk, and that would include Jonathan Lucroy. The Yankees have Alex Rodriguez batting third tonight after his two-home run game. McCann is in the lineup, batting fifth for the Yankees tonight. Just going over some of these lineups that have just posted here.
Yeah, there goes one of my punt play catchers then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you won't be able to use John Ryan Murphy. But I'm just looking at the lineups that have been posted here.
Actually, you know, I just saw the A's lineup. Excuse me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Steven Vogt has been moved up to second in the A's lineup. You know, Yordan Ventura is not a joke of a pitcher, but, you know, Vogt's $3,600 on DraftKings, which is really cheap, and he's $2,900 on FanDuel. So, you know, one of the things I like to look for is look for guys who get moved in the lineup because they get, you know, when they hit down in the bottom third of the order, they get priced as hitting in the bottom third of the order. And when they move up, it takes, you know, a couple of days for their price to catch up and adjust. So, you know, Vogt's hitting second, that's actually really tempting at this price. You know, he's a solid hitter, hit two home runs last night. I mean, obviously, he's got a tougher matchup today than he did yesterday against, Jeremy Guthrie. That's tempting. I like Vogt a lot.
I agree with that. Sorry about that. I agree with that. I think based on price, he may be the best option because we talked about there's not a lot of great punt plays tonight at catcher, and with, you know, some of these lineups not being posted until later, it's going to be kind of hard to mix and match. And if you're, you know, FanDuel, your lineups are locking at 7 o'clock. Well, you're not going to be able to switch anything out. So you want to go with a safe play. I'm not sure his price on FanDuel, but Vogt is, you know, he's a decent play, 2,900. Okay, so yeah, he's a solid play on FanDuel. 3,600 for DraftKings. I might pay a little more for catcher tonight and get him in my lineup. Outfield. Let's talk about that before we get out of here today. Who do we like at outfield? We got to find some value plays, I think, in the outfield today, even for cash. Just based on these top pitchers that we're probably going to be looking at using. Let's start with your top couple of plays. Who's the outfielders you're going to try to get in your lineup no matter what? And then we got to find some value here.
Yeah, I mean, the top plays, I think, are pretty obvious, right? Trout and McCutcheon, you know, the two highest priced, but I think today they're also in the best positions. You know, Trout is the number one outfielder in the game. He's facing a lefty, you know, Dallas. You say Keuchel? I have no idea how to pronounce his name. Dallas is he's a good pitcher, but, you know, he's a lefty, and Mike Trout is a better hitter than he is a pitcher. So, you know, he's my number one outfielder. McCutcheon faces, you know, fly ball, crappy pitcher in Kyle Loesch.
I assume McCutcheon will play, but it was reported last night that he his left knee was heavily wrapped and he had a noticeable
he's in the lineup.
In the locker. Oh, that lineup is posted?
Yeah, he's hitting third.
Okay, I didn't see it was posted. Okay, never mind. Carry on.
All right. Other than that, though, I don't really like a lot of the top outfielders. The only other one I kind of like, although not for cash games, is Cruz. Because, you know, 4,500 against Colby Lewis. You know, Cruz is another kind of boom-bust guy for me. He's like sort of home run or nothing. So he's not really a common cash game target unless he's facing a lefty. But I like him at 4,500 in the GPP. You know, Stanton's the kind of guy who's always in play. He's 4,600. It's a pretty reasonable price. But, you know, again, not a cash game play for me against DeGrom. I'd rather target guys who are facing weaker pitchers. But other than that, the $4,000-plus $4,000-plus outfielders on DraftKings are pretty weak. You know, you could target Braun going hitting leadoff at 4,200. But, you know, while I normally don't put a lot of stake in a cold streak, you know, Braun's had this injury history, and, you know, we don't know if he's fully healthy. I mean, he says he is, but he hasn't been hitting at all. So, you know, there could be some lingering injury going on there that's affecting him. So, you know, I think he's a great value at 4,200 leading off, but he's a guy I'm not going to play in cash games. I'll play him in GPPs. Fortunately, there's a ton of value in the outfield. I love Gregory Polanco at 4,000. He's a guy I should have been on yesterday and wasn't.
Thanks for that, too.
As a GPP play. Yeah, right. I love Kadire at 3,900, you know, against Matt Latos, one of the guys I want to pick on. You know, Pagan's 3,900. He's a solid contact hitter. He's hitting third for the Giants, you know, against a, you know, easy contact pitcher. Chris Davis is a guy who I often target when he faces lefties, and he's hitting cleanup today for the Brewers. So, you know, tough park, but easy lefty to hit. I really like Chris Davis at 3,900. I wish the Rays weren't so stupid with their lineups and would play Kevin Kiermaier every day. They don't have him in the lineup at all. He was one of my favorite plays of the day, but he's out. Going further down there, there's a lot of value at outfield today. David Peralta hits cleanup usually for the Diamondbacks against right-handers, and he's 3,700. You've got Nori Aoki, who's a slappy contact leadoff hitter, one of my favorite kind of guys to get in cash game lineups. At 3,600, you know, he's not going to win you a GPP. He's not going to score you 25 points, but, you know, he's rarely going to score you zero. I love Ender Inciarte, who's the same thing as Nori Aoki, you know, a slappy contact hitter. He's not going to hit home runs, but he puts the ball in play. He's fast. He steals bases. He's leading off at 3,600. Matt Joyce is in play for me. Reading the order. David DeJesus is in play. He's leading off for the Rays against Tanaka, who, you know, I have zero faith in. he's a pretty platoony hitter. You only want to deploy him against right-handers, but I think he's absolutely in play at 3,300. I think that about covers it. You know, Colin Cowgill was originally going to be a target of mine because I assumed that they would have him leading off against the lefty, but they don't. They have him hitting last. If you want to go really deep value, the lowest-priced outfielder I'd be playing today is Paolo Orlando of the Kansas City Royals. He is, you know, I know nothing about this guy from his minor league career, but all I know is, you know, he he's been hitting since he's been up here. He started in four games. He scored 10 points in three of those games, and he's hitting leadoff for the Royals tonight against a pitcher in Jesse Hahn, who is a decent pitcher. He had a great end of the season last year, but this year so far he's been a ground ball, put the ball in play kind of pitcher, not a strikeout pitcher. And I love the slappy leadoff contact hitters in cash games.
Yeah, I played him in a GPP a week ago, and it paid dividends. So one guy I want to talk about is did you mention Angel Pagan?
I did. Angel Pagan is 3,900, solid play in that price range.
Yeah, I like him against De La Rosa. He's a solid bat, and I'm a fan of him tonight. Good matchup. All right, give me a couple hitters that you're going to attempt to have in all of your cash game lineups tonight. Give me a couple must plays tonight.
The must plays. That's a tough one. Let's see.
It doesn't have to. I mean, it doesn't have to be the top guy. It could be a value play, whatever you want it to be. Who's the guy that you want to see in your lineup?
I will say Duda will find his way into almost all of my DraftKings lineups because I think at 4,300 he's just way underpriced. One of the interesting stats, in this era of baseball stats, is percentage of hard hit balls. So they look for, do you hit a pop up, do you hit a weak grounder, or do you hit a hard grounder or a line drive? A soft fly ball or a fly ball to the warning track. And Duda is, I don't know if he's at the top, but he's right near the top in all hitters so far this season in hard hit balls. He's hitting it with authority. He's going to be an all-star, I think. If he can stay healthy and keep it up, he's going to be an all-star. And I think 4,300 on DraftKings is way too cheap for him. So he's probably going to find his way into almost all of my lineups. Let's see. I want to say Steven Vogt might, because I'm enamored with that guy. Jimmy Rollins, I think, 4,100 and 3,600 on FanDuel, pretty reasonably priced for a guy that's leading off in what should be a high scoring game. Unlike most of my slappy contact hitter guys that I target for cash games, Rollins also has power, so he's got the perfect combination of power and speed. Power, speed, and opportunity, right? That's what you want to see, power, speed, and leading off against a weak pitcher. Like, that's a guy that you get all day long. So those two, and I'll say I want to get more that I really like. And, I'm trying to think of one that I don't want in just cash games, like a guy like Aoki, who will probably be in all my cash game lineups, but not my GPP lineups. let me think. Gosh, I'd say Trout, but he's not going to be on my lineups. He's too expensive. Let me think. I think Jake Lamb. I'm a huge Jake Lamb believer. And, I think there's some good third base options, so he won't be in every one of my lineups, but he's going to be in an awful lot of them.
Jake Lamb. He had a good night last night. He scored 19 points on DraftKings, so... he's batting 440. You got to ride those hot streaks out. You're probably more of a believer in him long term than I am, but at the same time, he is hot right now, and we should be using him. So,
all he's done is hit.
Yeah. If he's hitting, he needs to be in lineup. So I like that. At fantasysquads.com, you can buy a premium DFS pass. You can get them tonight. I'm running a special today. 10 lineups for $10. That'd be these two lineups this weekend and then the following two weekends, as well as a couple of Tuesdays thrown in. So if you want to get in on that action, just go to fantasysquads.com, click on Daily Fantasy Sports on the main page, and we'll get that out. We're going to let Matt work on his lineups for us, his premium lineups, and for those of you that are subscribers, we'll get them into your email box sometime around 5 or a little after 5 Eastern or a little after. So he's got a good hour, a number crunching to do. Matt, thanks for joining me once again this week. We'll be back next Saturday to break down that slate and win some money tonight.
Yep, take care.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great night, and be sure to listen to the Ask Roto Baseball livecast on Wednesday.